Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Eric. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. I like the times when you match my cadence back.
I know. It's just, I don't know. I don't even think about it. Yeah. It's like a dance, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it.
Yeah.
You just get into step.
That's right. That's right. I do four short sentences, and then you respond in kind.
Exactly.
You know, if there is anything, you know, like it's in these little examples where we really do show that we really do just mirror each other, and you can bring people into your energy, you know, on a much, you know, deeper, way of looking at it. You know, just when, however you approach a situation, others seem to coagulate, if that's the right word, around, you know, what you're bringing to the situation, and everybody just feeds off of each other. It's this incredible, you know, connection that we all seem to have with one another, and it just goes to show the power of when you do things that are well and kind and in good energy, and then when you can bring things like anger and frustration and bad energy to a situation. And, you know, I just love when there's like little innocuous little examples of how we're all connected and how like deeper spiritual principles that just get exemplified in something so simple. But if you have the eye for it or you're able to catch it, it is an amazing look into our collective psyches.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's that flow of energy, right? It's flowing back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating. You know, without getting right into the topic today, I wanted to ask how your week was, or how your 2 weeks were, really. We didn't have to have a show last week.
Eric, yeah. Well, you can take blame if you want. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's never a dull moment in my life. Well, in my head, anyway. Not that everybody would want to know what's going on in my head most of the time, but I've been making some big decisions, and it's been interesting, and it's a relationship I've been having with not with Peter, but with my business, and it's just working through, and it's when you get, you know, we think that relationships are just with people, but we have relationships with situations and things and circumstances all the time, and they are not any different than being in a relationship with a person. And my relationship with my business for the past quite some time has been a relationship of where it hasn't been good, and I've been, it's like when you're in a relationship and you know the relationship isn't going well, but you still are holding on to this hope, and that's the only thing that's keeping the relationship together is this hope, and you finally realize that hope is not going to make it work. And at some point, you have to let it go. And so that's really what my week has been about, in a nutshell.
Hmm.
And I didn't really want to say that out loud, but here I have said it, so.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
No, for sure. I mean, you deserve a lot of credit for saying it and just trusting, you know, to say it, even though, you know, the ego mind might be fearful that it's not ready to be said. But I think it's really interesting, and I think, you know, when something like that happens, like when it's a relationship with a business or with a person, you know, I think it's really important to be kind to ourselves during the process. Like even if we get to that point where we know that we're staying together or that we're continuing on in a place from coming at it from a place of hope. You know, sometimes, you know, we look back on it and be like, oh man, we should have done more sooner, or we should have moved away, or we should have been, you know, stronger, whatever it is we want to, you know, look back on and say, you know, save ourselves some grief or what have you. But, you know, I think it's really important to be, you know, I had a conversation like this just last night. It's just really important just to be kind to ourselves and realize that, you know, we perhaps weren't ready for the dance to be over, you know, or we weren't quite ready for the story to be over. And despite, you know, maybe something showing up and, you know, it does take a while to come to terms or come to peace with a new arrangement, whether, you know, however that may look. So good on you for sharing it, and you know, I'm just trying to offer as much love and compassion as a process like that would require. As I'm sure you oscillate back and forth, you know, between all the emotions when it comes to something, you know, so near and dear to your heart.
Well, thank you for that, and you know, it's interesting because my cat is bugging me. Well, she's tapping on my arm. Excuse me. Sorry. Little sidetrack there. Okay, so you know, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I, in my travels, I've met so many people in business who put on a happy face, who pretend everything's great, business is good, they're busy, they're making money. And part of it is, I think, for that, you know, I'm doing a lot of assumption here, but from my own experience, I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the whole law of attraction, and a lot of it has to do with fear. And for a long time, I've just wanted to meet up with other self-employed entrepreneurs who could sit down and have a space to talk about the truth. You know, whether, I know there's lots of successful ones out there, but I'm convinced there are a lot of people like me who are struggling, and they have nowhere to go to talk about that struggle because they have to keep that image of successful business person out there in order to attract more business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. It's really, really hard to do that. And I'm not the kind of person who can be, it's inauthentic. It really is. And I understand the whole premise, but I'm not the kind of person who can be like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, I haven't been successful. I got to say, I did everything I could possibly do to make my business work. Whether it was the right things or enough things doesn't matter to me. I did everything I personally could do. And I have to be okay with that. And I do have to be kind to myself about it because there's no point after the fact in beating yourself up about it, right? And I'm getting a little teary about it. So.
You know, it's so difficult. You know, there's so... I have a really good friend who works you know in a call-in center for first like response therapy, and you know I have another friend who is working in the medical field, and in their conversations, like there's so much you know, the for-profit model, you know, the way that society has been set up, and I mean it's really, you know, it's the most advanced society, most interconnected society we've ever had on this planet, and for this species, but. You know, there are definitely ways in which we've set ourselves up where we can still, you know, acknowledge our infancy or our childhood when it comes to finding an appropriate way to deliver services that are really, really meaningful. And I love what you say about, you know, like by saying like there's got to be people in my shoes, and of course there are, but they just don't come out of the woodwork because of, you know, fear or because of, you know, it's just not what you do, and it, you know, like you said, it's not the way to, you know, necessarily attract business. You know, you have to put on this face, but like, then what is that really doing to our insides when we're constantly, you know, in effect kind of lying and projecting a lie, especially when your business is in regards to being authentic, you know, like that's essentially what your business is about, you know, and helping people like say, it's okay, I don't have to lie, or I don't have to put on a front, or I don't have to be a certain way. I can be the way that I am, and it's going to be okay. You know, coming full circle, it's you know, the mental health, you know, physical health. You know, the for-profit model is not a great model to deliver these services. And that, along with the psyche that's been, you know, fostered through, you know, commercials or through allopathic medicine, like it's really not a great system, because the businesses that are really successful in this field, like, you know, you think about pharmaceuticals and so on, there's just so much harm that's done while they try to make people better. And it's just, it's kind of a quagmire still in our society. You know, it's so funny, you know, I work at a restaurant, you know, as I think I know people know, I work at restaurants, you know, in the winter times primarily. You know, we host pharmaceutical reps, you know, and it's kind of a moral dilemma on my part in a way, because, you know, they come in and they spend lots of money, which is why the restaurants, you know, these nice, you know, uppity restaurants really like to have them. And they bring in like 30 doctors or pharmacists or whatever, people high up in the medical field. And what they do is that then they sit there and they spend like $100 a plate and treat and wine and dine these doctors and pharmacists. And then they put up this big screen and they have this presentation from Pfizer or from wherever they're from. And then they promote this new drug, you know, that they want the pharmacists or the doctors and all to promote. And while this drug may do a ton of good, you know, it's brand new, and, you know, the doctors, you know, they get, you know, these informal kickbacks. They get to, you know, go to these dinners and stuff like this. Like, it's, you know, it's always around the currently way the laws are written. And it's just, you know, this is where all the money is, and this is where, you know, the funds go, and this is how the for-profit sick care system works. And, you know, sometimes trying to, it's just, you know, sometimes well-being isn't it doesn't fit well in a for-profit model is kind of what I'm saying. And there's so much, you know, as you do your own spiritual path to get better and to have a better relationship with yourself, that you need to cast off of society because it's not necessarily designed with your internal well-being in mind. It's there to promote a problem, to make you aware of a problem you have, or to create one and then offer the solution at a price. And when you have a business that does that, just, you know, we have too much dignity and principle to do any of those tactics, it can make it very, very difficult, especially going up against these multinationals who have carved out very favorable regulation and laws for them to succeed.
Yeah. Well, it's also the magic pill too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's what people, I mean, sure, given the choice to feel better, if I could take a pill, you know, I might consider it.
Yeah.
Except that my path has taken me in a different direction, and I've just recognized that I've totally lost myself. You know, it really is like being in a relationship. It's like I've totally lost myself to that business, and the other night I went to choir, and after choir we went out drinking. I don't drink. But we go to the pub after, put it
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt, because I was in the midst of this, okay, I've got to make this final cut. I've got to let it go. And I was in the midst of that. And I could already feel the freedom of it. And I could feel myself relaxing. And I could feel who I am coming back to the surface. And not the struggle of trying to make a living and thinking about the bills having to be paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it was in that moment that I thought, oh my gosh, there I am. You know, I want that back. And I think this is what I need to do to get that back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm on a sinking ship and I have to jump.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it so mirrors any breakup, really. I mean, who hasn't felt that, you know, coming out of a, you know, whether it be a relationship or, you know, a difficult job or a difficult place where you spend a lot of your energy, you know, that feeling. I mean, that totally resonates with me. you know, where it's like, oh my goodness, wouldn't it, you know, you start to get the taste of like, wouldn't it be nice not to struggle or not to promote or not to, you know, put up a front.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's you know, I refer to it as slogging. I'm always slogging. I'm always, you know, trying to think of a way to get the message out and to let people know what I do and, you know, how to explain to them how I can help them. And it's a lot of work and not enough comes back, I guess, in the end. And, you know, I mean, I've been doing this work for, what, 12, you know, I've been a coach for, what, 12 years, something like that. And it hasn't always been this way because there were times when it was really good. But it just seems to have died off, and maybe it's just a natural progression, and maybe it's just, you know, time for me to move on to other things and have an impact in a different way.
Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the nicest and one of the ways we can be most kind to ourselves, too, is to acknowledge the very reality of impermanence, you know, and how things will ebb and flow. And there may be a time for one thing and there'll be a time for another. And just because, you know, it's just being in relationships, because I feel like that's just like so easy for people to relate to, myself included. Like, you know, you can be in a great, great place, you know, let's say in 2007, and then by 2009, it's not the right place for you any longer. And it doesn't mean that you're terrible at relationships or terrible at whatever you do or business or your job or whatever it is. It just means it's time for something new. And you might do something new where you thought, hey, back in 2007, I could never see myself doing this in 2010, but, you know, lo and behold, here I am, and I'm gonna go and I'm going to contribute. And when it's no longer right, as it naturally will, you know, through this process of impermanence and this beautiful process of being able to listen to ourselves, you know, see what's in the environment and make the next right best choice for us, then who knows what happens by 2012 and 15 and 18 and 22. You know, it's this beautiful thing of life. And I know that the old model that's kind of been, you know, beaten into our heads about, you know, you go, you grow up, you go to school and you work at a place for 35 years and then you retire. You know, it's just not really the way it is. And you know, some of these companies, you know, speaking of earlier, pharmaceuticals or otherwise, or factories, you know, they've made it so that, you know, those jobs and that kind of lifestyle is not what's, you know, very much of a reality in today's, you know, as millennials enter the workforce. So it's okay, you know, and just allowing yourself the understanding that it's okay that this is no longer right, but that you stay true to yourself and the next right thing will come up and it's going to be a beautiful next chapter. I think a lot of people beat themselves up, you know, in lots of conversations I had, especially regarding the end of relationships or relationships people should leave but don't and are hanging on. And even, you know, staying at jobs they don't really love or are not really giving them what they need any longer. Yeah. And I also want to say, too, I mean, being in a therapeutic field, it's difficult because people are coming to you all the time with their issues. And, you know, sometimes it takes recharging.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know, I mean, as far as relationships go, it's all about taking care of yourself.
Mm.
It's all about, you know, it's like you said, you've got to be kind to yourself. You've got to stop with the should've, would've, could've's, because they'll drive you crazy. And sometimes things just happen because that's the path that you're on. And that's, you know, it's time for you to move on and it's time for things to change. And it's about, you know, different directions of growth for different people. It's not always a bad thing. And so why would we beat ourselves up about something like that? It's really just about knowing yourself and self-care in the biggest sense of the word, doing what you know is right for you. Whether you see it as a failure or a success, or, you know, you can look at it whatever way you want, but why would you stay somewhere just to prevent having to face a failure or a mistake or, you know, the sort of acceptance of a path, a change in direction?
Yeah. Yeah, it can be really argued that, you know, anything that we do, you know, any relationship that we engage in, you know, it never really is a failure, you know. It's amazing that it happened. And it was amazing that for one day or for one moment, it was right. And you created it, you know, whether it be you and your business or, you know, you created, you know, a new situation at a job you liked, or you created a new relationship with somebody who it was just great for a moment. And it could have, that moment could be years, that moment could be a few weeks. But it's not necessarily a failure, but what we're afraid of, yeah, is admitting, and we project upon others that other people are going to think that we're a failure, or that we're going to somehow, you know, appear less to others, and we're not ready to get rid of it. We're not ready to confidently walk away from the story we had been telling for a while. And that's really sometimes what keeps us trapped for a long time past when it stops serving us, or when a new direction may serve us better.
Yeah. You got to know when to say that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah, and create anew, you know? And I don't know, it's all okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, in answer to long answer to your question, my week.
Yeah, there it is, right? Is the recap. But there's so much, I mean, and I applaud you so much, Fatima, because, like, you know, you're really open and vulnerable and show yourself, you know, with things that, you know, aren't so necessarily like the perfect answer, like, or the answer that we think is perfect, you know, or just not acknowledging it. And then where's the authenticity, right? I mean, it's like taking it to the next level, and like, you're just incredible for having that courage to say it, and say it on here, and whoever finds themselves, you know, listening to this can, I mean, they're just going to, myself, take away so much from your, you know, your 20 minutes here of vulnerability and speaking what's true. And my goodness, couldn't we have just so much more love and compassion for all of each other, you know, as a society? How much healing could that be if we could just be honest without, you know, without the victim story, without the, you know, boasting, braggarly story, with just being honest about, you know, what it's like to be human, going through a life trying to operate in a for-profit society, and having it be contrary to some of our interests as human beings, and having it be something that helps us as human beings. Like, it's a complicated soup. And to speak and come at it lovingly and openly, I think it's like the greatest gift, and why I just so much love doing this conversation and this show with you every week. And who knows, you know, how long this will be right for, and where it will take us, and who will, what opportunities it opens, and the people that we meet and correspond with because of it. It's just a beautiful creation, and I just applaud you.
Oh, thank you. I'm not ready to give the show up yet, though.
No. Yeah, for sure. You know, but it is nice to recognize the impermanence before we have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Just because, like everything else, things change and move and shift, and life circumstances sometimes are the things that precipitate it, and sometimes what's going on inside us is what precipitates it. So yeah, you're right. But not quite yet.
Yeah. Man, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing to be honest and to explore and examine what it's like to relate to the things in our lives. And really, that's what the show is about. So often we talk about, you know, taking that minute to reassess, you know, where am I going? What am I doing? And why am I doing this still? You know, is this still the best thing for me? You know, and are there places where I can release things that no longer serve? I think it's, you know, that process is just, you know, it doesn't even matter what the content is, you know, whether it's this show or a show, you know, 13 weeks ago or whatever. Like, it's just, that's the process. And that's what really allows us to, like, truly be free and truly, you know, live a life, you know, capital L, live a life, rather than just, you know, play one out that was largely given to us with parameters by the people we give too much power to.
Yeah, I think that whole idea of engaging in life and connecting, really connecting, and I've been doing, I think, far too much of that connecting on the surface level because of business, and not enough connecting on a deeper, more intimate level with people that resonate with me. And I think I need some more of that. I really do.
Hmm. Well, you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We've used up the show with our introductory question.
Yeah, with the update on my week.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, a good would have sufficed.
Yeah, I know, sorry.
So much.
I just, you know, I guess I'm not a woman of few words, apparently.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect, because I was like, you know, that's something that we need to hear from time to time, you know, and things, something we need to explore in ourselves from time to time. And it is so human, and it is so underreported. I think it was a beautiful conversation. So thank you. But I mentioned we're almost out of time, as I'd love to prep you and the audience and myself to prepare for a beautiful meditation to lead us off into what's next in our day.
All right. Wow. Go so fast.
Mm.
All right. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you breathe, bring yourself into your center, to that place within you that knows the truth of what you want, of what you need, what you desire, of what's best for your highest good and your highest well-being. The truth is always within you. And with a breath, you can go in and find what it is. Sometimes scary, knowing what we have to do in order to seek that truth. But there is always courage available to help us through the fear and to live our truth and speak our truth from a loving and peaceful place. That place that is our authentic self is who we truly are in every aspect of our lives, in every moment. We have that opportunity to be our true self, to love and be loved, to cherish and be cherished, to feel abundant, healthy, happy, and to gather those around us that we love and to have beautiful relationships with them and with everything else in our lives, and to know when it may be time to let a relationship go, to go through the process of grieving, and to understand it is all a part of our human existence, that human experience, which is the reason why we are here. Whether it's painful or joyous, it brings us to a better place every time. And it opens us up for the opportunities that we may have missed if we had denied ourselves the truth. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Thank you, Vidina.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in this week. And it's a pleasure putting it on for you. And we'll see you all next.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.